Today I want to share with you a dream I had. I named my dreams because, you know, I always write them out on a blog and I have to give it a title and everything. So this one is called Dream of Two Paths. Okay. I am so exhausted that I think I'm going to drop, melt, and dissolve any day now. Yesterday I could barely hold my head up. It's heavy. I feel like a bowling ball is perched upon my shoulders instead of my head. Some days I do feel like that. All I can seem to do is sit in the quiet. That's how it's been for the past week. I have to get my neck fixed. Well, now come to find out, I probably have to get more fixed than that. To get everything fixed. Until then, I'm trapped, like a caged bird, or the strange uncle who didn't want to be buried, so they bricked him up inside the wall in the 1800s. I'm frozen in time. I can't do anything and I can't escape. I've been complaining, and I had a dream the other day. Okay, this is the point. I saw my father's driveway. My father's house is a recurring symbol in my dreams. Sometimes when it's God, you know, he puts the setting, like at my dad's house, you know, so I get it. In fact, recently I had a dream that I was in a plane and my father was the pilot and we were starting to come in for a landing. And, never mind, that's a whole other thing. That's another thing. Because I had a series of airport dreams back in the 90s, like I was always embarking. I was always in an airport terminal, really stressed and scared, about to embark on some journey, you know? So, like, I saw my father's driveway, and running the length of the driveway were two narrow strips of dirt to plant ground cover in. Normally there'd be one, but in my dream there were two, and I approached them. I had some monkey grass in my hand and I wanted to plant it. I looked at the two strips. They ran parallel. One was narrow and one was wide. They have a narrow strip of dirt and a wide strip of dirt. Where am I? The wide one ran on the outside and the narrow one ran closest to the house. The narrow strip of dirt was only about 6 inches wide. But the dirt was dark and rich. The wide strip of dirt was about 2 feet wide, but it was filled with sand. What a dilemma. I thought the monkey grass would be too cramped and only 6 inches. So I took some of the good soil and tried to mix it with the sand, but it didn't work. I ran my finger through the sand and saw how loose it was, even with some good soil mixed in. There's no way it would be able to hold and support anything trying to grow in there. I looked again at the narrow strip and realized, although cramped and tight, the soil was perfect. And when I woke up, I knew God was trying to comfort me and reassure me I'm right where I'm supposed to be right now. The narrow path may be cramped, but the soil is rich. The key is contentment and patience. I lost both of these somewhere along the way. Well, I didn't really lose them. They come and go. I always have to pray for contentment. I think it was when I realized I was reaching the end of telling my story. All that needing to get it out was my fuel, and it kept me going. Now that it's all out, I'm down to just dealing with each day as it comes. That's not true. Well, now, because I discovered video blogging. Now we're all starting over again. Now I'm down to just dealing with each day as it comes. I find myself bored and fighting depression constantly. So I guess my next big step as far as maturity and character development goes is getting some contentment. I just didn't think I'd really need it. I didn't think this would go on for so long. Blah, blah, blah. Stupid depressing stuff. So the dream was the narrow strip has the richest soil. And the wide strip that you'd think would be better, it was filled with sand. And when I prayed about this, God just just showed me that the narrow path, is where the rich soil is. I think a lot of non-believers, that's one thing that they're confused about, is they wonder, how on earth can we Christians be so happy and content when they think we have so many restrictions and such a confined, narrow life, and they see it as kind of a prison. But no, it's within those boundaries, within those guidelines. The soil is rich and deep and dark. Such potential for growth. So fertile. It's such a fertile garden. When you're with God, when you live within His boundaries, that they're not rules. They're not there to, to make you miserable. It's because He loves us so much and He wants what's best for us. And it's like, so we can be freed up to know His joy. And it's good on the narrow path. It's good. It's good. I have no reason to complain at all. One more thing I want to say today is I hope that every Christian all over the world, anyone who has something to say, will get online and say it. I feel like we are in those days.